Welcome to Tyson's Corner. Welcome to the fall meeting of the Philadelphia Society. For those of you who don't know me, my name is R.J. Pastrito. My day job is at Hillsdale College, where I am graduate dean and I teach politics. My side job is at the Claremont Institute, where I'm privileged to serve as a senior fellow. And for the next year, it will be my privilege to add a third job to that, and that will be to serve you as your president of the Philadelphia Society. And it's a real pleasure for me to serve in this role. This is an organization that I have admired for many decades now. My participation in PhillySoc, I'm sure like many of you, goes way back, for me, way back to my days in graduate school. I can remember looking forward to our meetings. This is a place where it seemed to me the one place where all of the quite diverse elements of our movement, the classical liberal and the conservative movement, came together to converse and often to argue. And no other organization offered such a forum for exchange, for argument, for fellowship. And I think that that's just as true today as it was back in the ancient times when I first started attending meetings. The need for what we do here may even be more acute than ever, as it has become, I think, fashionable on the right today to question in many ways that original alliance of our movement, undertaken more than half a century ago by many of PhillySoc's founders, like Buckley and Friedman and so many other eminent figures. Like some of you, perhaps, I attended NatCon last week, the National Conservatism Meeting, and that to me was a real indication that there is a strong sentiment on a very energetic and popular part of the right today to see the past alliances of the communitarian and the liberal elements of our movement as having exhausted their usefulness, or perhaps even having been ill-conceived from the beginning. Given the unprecedented assault by the left today on the American way of life, given the many successes of that assault, our young conservatives especially seem to question the strategy and question the record of the movement over the last many decades. It is time, many of them believe, to turn in a new direction. Some of our membership will also say that it's about time for that, while others will object, and they will say that this new direction betrays our principles and our shared commitment to ordered liberty. And so in planning this meeting, and really the next one to come in the spring, I have had that basic question foremost in my mind. And I hope that these meetings can provide fora for a vigorous and collegial exchange of the diverse views that we are sure to have on the current direction of our movement. Here this weekend, the question will be engaged around a discussion of the state of our institutions. Given the circumstances of our time, do our principles require us to follow our good conservative dispositions and thus to preserve what we have? Or do they require us instead to be revolutionaries of sorts, if, as many believe, our institutions have now become too corrupt to be preserved? And I hope you can see that this weekend's panels all have that basic question as a foundation. And there are many to thank for making this weekend possible and making it possible for us to engage on this central issue of our movement. I want to thank all of our donors for their support, especially including those members who have joined our President's Club, our Commodore's Circle, and Washington Circle. These donations that we get from these elements are critical for sustaining our society, and they help us to keep our meeting registration fees as low as possible. I would like to thank our major benefactors. And these are people who have given more than $10,000 to date in this year. Mr. Stephen Batman, the John W. Pope Foundation, Dr. John C. Goodman, the Johnson Center for Political Economy at Troy University, the Pierre F. and Enid Goodrich Foundation, the Roe Foundation, and the Sarah Scaife Foundation. Please. We would also like to thank the Intercollegiate Studies Institute and the Heritage Foundation for their support of fellowships for this meeting. Thanks also go, again, to the John W. Pope Foundation for its support of the 2022-23 Future of Freedom Fellowship Program. This is a new program. It's a year long. It's being launched here at this meeting. Chosen from a competitive pool of distinguished candidates, the Future of Freedom Fellows demonstrate academic excellence, exceptional leadership in their field, and a desire to advance the intellectual foundations of a free and ordered society. We will formally introduce to you the 12 fellows. I think that will be tomorrow afternoon, just before our networking reception. But for now, I would ask the Future of Freedom Fellows to please stand and be recognized. Now, in addition to this new program, we, of course, continue to work through our general support fellowship program. So we have awarded 21 fellowships, primarily to graduate students and young professionals, to support attendance at this meeting. And in addition to that, we are very pleased to welcome 6 student fellows who are sponsored by the Hillsdale College Graduate School of Statesmanship, 6 student fellows sponsored by Belmont Abbey College, and 4 fellows from the John Jay Institute. And so I would ask all of these fellowship attendees and all of our student guests to stand at this time. Please stand and be recognized. It's great to see so many of them here. And please, all of you, get to know these young people. Make them spread out and don't let them cluster in their own little group. Go ahead and interrupt them. Before we commence with the meal, it's my privilege to call on Lee Edwards, who will provide an invocation for us.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank thee for the gift of life, from conception to natural death. We thank thee for the gift of faith and a loving God. We thank thee for the gift of freedom and being citizens of this blessed land. We thank thee for the gift of family, husbands and wives, sons and daughters, nanas and grandpas. And we thank thee, Lord, for the gifts we are about to receive from thy bounty. In the name we pray, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lee, and please enjoy your meals, and we will be back a little bit later in the program with our speaker.